We're back on the local beat with O'Brien, and it is brought to you by our friends at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning here to deliver us that local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
Just fine, Rocco. Thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. Want to start with a kind of a interesting, scary story from this past weekend leading into Monday, as a bunch of schools from across Lorain County saw their attendance numbers dang near cut in half on Monday as districts had received a bomb threat Sunday evening. Dave, what can you kind of tell us about this?
Yeah, so this was an online threat, an email that was targeting schools, you know, across the U.S. and here locally. Especially was from from what claimed to be a Russian terrorist organization. The FBI was aware of the threat, said that it was most likely not credible. Lorain County Sheriff's Office increased their security checks around schools, other area police departments, Avon Police and the like, increased patrols, had some canines out to just sniff around, make sure that everything was okay. But the end result of that threat, which took place on Sunday, was that some districts had, 50% or 55% attendance rates on Monday. A lot of parents keeping their kids out of schools, or children, asking their parents to keep them home. Elyria schools had a 55% attendance rate. Lorain had 3,000 students absent on Monday, most of its buildings to 50% attendance, according to Superintendent Jeff Graham. Told some of my fellow colleagues here at the Chronicle. Some folks just decided to keep their kids home. Some kids just wanted to stay home, out of fear. Amherst schools had parents calling in to say their kids wouldn't be showing up. Overland schools and the like. Up and down the line throughout Lorain County. So scary. Precautions are always good. Better safe than sorry is, sure. Is obviously the phrase that we tend to use in these situations. There's just a good reason to be concerned. You want to worry about copycats as well. You want to worry about some kids saying, hey, there's already been a threat, and why don't I make one too? I think it's funny. Well, now you're potentially facing felony charges, in juvenile court, or felony charges in adult court if you're an adult. So if you're over 18, and scary, but police and school districts seem to have it handled, and all seems sort of back to normal.
Well, that's great news. Obviously, the threat, like you said, Dave, a little scary, and better safe than sorry for a lot of those parents and kids. And this kind of reminds me, you mentioned, the copycats. And I think back to last year when I believe it was Lorain County Community College for a couple of weeks in a row. It seemed like every week there was a bomb threat. So you hope this doesn't turn into that kind of situation. But again, better safe than sorry, obviously, like you said, Dave, in these situations, no question about that. Another story I wanted to discuss with you here this morning, Dave, it comes from a tag team of your colleagues. Owen McMillan and Bruce Bishop had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, as food pantries across our fine city of Elyria and across the county are seeing an increase in demand here as we approach the holiday season. Dave, what can you tell us about, well, we're in the holiday season, but Dave, what can you tell us about this?
Increase in demand and sometimes even recently a decrease in supply. Speaking with Elyria Schools, Superintendent Ann Schloss said that about 350 to 400 families get food through the Elyria Schools bi-monthly food distribution at Ely Stadium. But those numbers have been rising throughout this past year, throughout 2023. As Schloss told my colleagues, we're already double parked all the way down to Overland Avenue. Money tends to be short close to the holidays. Sometimes people work seasonal jobs. There hasn't been snow lately, so anybody that works, say, landscaping, or construction jobs tend to slow down during the holidays. But there's a large increase. And Second Harvest Food Bank President Julie Chase Moorfield, who I've spoken with many times about the need for food donations and distributions, especially during the pandemic, said there's been a really large increase in the number of people accessing food. Second Harvest doesn't have an explanation. There were some changes in the SNAP program and the food stamps program, which stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Benefits being reduced. Additional benefits that were provided during the pandemic ended back in March. So some folks who maybe were on that program are now not being served by that program, or have been been sort of eliminated from the program. In the busiest months of the pandemic, I mean, there were thousands plus families being served during single events.
Wow.
Anschloss said, there's just a lot of need for this. So always a lot of need over at Second Harvest for volunteers, for food, meat, fresh vegetables, all that kind of stuff. I know on their website they oftentimes say, hey, here's things that we need. Local food pantries are supplemented by Second Harvest. Pantries in either through the county office, Agency on Aging, to community assistance programs in Avon Lake, North Ridgeville. I've reported on many times before. So yeah, if you can help out this season, even monetary donations, volunteerism, if you've got a scout troop, or if you've got a church group, really, there's a lot of need, especially during the holidays, but all year round. They say there's a common refrain that is hunger has no season. Throughout the year, it's every year. So if you can help out, it's always a good idea to help out.
Yeah, couldn't say it any better, my friend. And again, for the latest on that, Owen McMillan and Bruce Bishop had a story in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Again, food pantries in Elyria and across the county in need of help, whether that be from a volunteer standpoint or a supply standpoint. So, if you're in the mood for giving here this holiday season, obviously those food pantries, Second Harvest, we've worked with them in the past. Obviously, good organizations to try and give to. Again, we're talking with Dave O'Brien this morning on the Local Beat. It's brought to you by our friends at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories may go?
Well, I have a story in this morning's paper about the county commissioners. Also, some more controversy in county government. Stay tuned for that. Plenty of donations. Actually, speaking of donations and volunteerism, a lot of good donations coming through the Chronicle Telegram's Not Forgotten box.
Yeah.
So we'll have photos and stories about those as they come in. Carissa Wojtak working on a really really interesting story about some Ukrainians in Lorain County and collecting stories about the ongoing Russian invasion, the Russian-Ukrainian war over there, still going on, even though we might not be reporting about it, and there might be some sense of I'm reading an awful lot about this, but the people of Ukraine still under invasion by the Russians. So we're going to have some reporting on that as well. All of that at thechronicletea.com, or I should say just Chronicle, not the Chronicle Tea, just chronicletea.com, and in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. Please take a look or pick us up on the newsstand.
There you go. And I've really enjoyed some of these stories about the Not Forgotten box, obviously a great annual thing that you guys do over there at the Chronicle Telegram, and just some of the stories that have already surfaced about different groups and organizations. I know there was a Browns Backers Club that had a huge donation, a bunch of other groups as well. So certainly some awesome stuff happening there. Again, you can read the latest in the Chronicle Telegram or at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, before I let you go, got to get a scanner story out of you. What do you got for this week?
No. Interesting little one coming from the folks over in East Cleveland. That's the Dateline, and this is courtesy of Northeast Ohio Scanner on X, formerly Twitter, at @NEO_scan on that platform. But Dateline East Cleveland, breaking and entering in the rear lot of the East Cleveland Police Department headquarters. Someone reported that there was someone trying to break into cars in the rear lot of the police department. And I think we can fairly file this under the heading of dumb criminals.
Man, I mean, of all the places, Dave, right? I mean, you and I, we are good men of citizenship. We don't lead that life of crime. But if we were to lead that life of crime, Dave, and specifically in the carjacking department, I don't think we'd be taking our talents to the rear parking lot of a police station. But that's just me. I don't know about you, but that's not where I would go. So, wow, entertaining scanner story as always. And again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues at the Chronicle, pick up a copy of that CT today or find that digital e-edition online for subscribers at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you as always for the time, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week. Stay warm out there, and we'll be catching up again here soon.
You're welcome, Rocco, and thank you for your time. And take care, and we'll talk to you later.